In his State of the State speech, Governor Cuomo mentioned a federal lawsuit reported in November in the New York Times involving Jewish families claiming their children had experienced numerous counts of anti-Semitic discrimination at a high school in Pine Bush, New York.
A few weeks ago, I found a situation that I actually found quite disturbing. And there was an article in the newspaper about a high school in Pine Bush, New York.
Cuomo said the details of the case remain troubling and recounted contacting authorities, including the State Education Department, the Division for Human Rights, and the New York State Police, only to find authorities had no knowledge of the discrimination. Following the publication of the article in November, the governor ordered an investigation by the State Police and the State Division of Human Rights into the allegations. In his State of the State address, Governor Cuomo proposed legislation to ensure school officials report events of discrimination.
I want to propose a very simple law that gets to the heart of who we are. If a school official in the state of New York is aware of a pattern of racial or religious discrimination or harassment, that state official is under an affirmative duty to notify the State Education Department and the police, or that state official is no longer a state official. Because that's not who we are, and that's not how we perform.
But not all are applauding the governor's announcement. Superintendent of Pine Bush Central School District Jane Carbone said she was shocked to have heard Pine Bush mentioned by name in the address.
We were shocked by his reference to Pine Bush in name in his State of the State address, specifically because these are allegations which have not been tried in court yet.
Carbone said she notified the governor's office immediately after the governor's unexpected mention of the school district and wants to clarify that the acts of discrimination cited in the New York Times article by Cuomo in his address, including money being thrown at Jewish students, are allegations.
The concerns are from our whole district and educators, state representatives as a whole, that we were referenced without having based on allegations that have not been thoroughly investigated, even by what Governor Cuomo recommended investigation in November. And there are concerns and from many factors.
Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse also released a statement following the governor's address saying, quote, "The governor also raised the alarming situation at the Pine Bush School District, and I note that we share the goal of fighting religious intolerance while promoting the values Orange County truly stands for, values which I have consistently and vocally placed at the center of my administration," unquote. Assemblyman Kevin Cahill, a Democrat in the 101st District, said he supports the governor's call for what he believes is a zero tolerance for racial discrimination in schools.
I don't believe the governor was referring to the Pine Bush situation as one that would have called for the firing of any of the officials, but his point was that each of us have an affirmative obligation to act quickly, decisively, and completely in the face of these acts of bigotry and bullying. And to that extent, I think his point was well taken.
Cahill said he plans to meet with Carbone over the issue. A request for comment to the governor's office in relation to the Pine Bush Central School District's concerns was not returned in time for broadcast. For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.